As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a new computer on service today. Welcome to our Thursday, December the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, certainly that. We might even talk about solutions today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls will be welcomed. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, and those numbers are posted on oraclebroadcasting.com's homepage. But the number remains 866-841-1065. Global economic turmoil keeps the news writers flip-floppingly busy, that's for sure. Computer trouble, I've had nothing but computer trouble. If it sounds like I'm talking from a payphone, well, I'm sorry. I'm using a headset through a laptop and everything is bailing wired and duct taped together, so we'll just try and make it through the day. I can't even hear my own voice the way that the system functions this way, so it's just kind of poking in the dark, if you can say so. Anyway, let's go into that market report for Thursday, December the 10th, 2009. It's 12 degrees in southwest Missouri. The skies are calm, clear blue skies, colder than you can believe. A well digger's boot heel, I think they say. Anyway, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up 90 cents. It's moving up higher than this today, but it's at $1,129 an ounce. Silver up off 3 cents in early trading at $17.34 an ounce. Platinum off $4 at $1,411. Palladium up $1 at $362. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,120 for a low, $1,132 for a high. For at $1,129, your gold is up $319.40 for a 39.45% return on your investment in 1 year. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,112.75. You can see that we're above that right now, and it's going up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 51 at 10,337 yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 11 at 2184. The S&P was up 4 at 1,096. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Much more to come in this two-hour transmission.
Talk turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, we must be back on air again. Oh, yeah. It's going to be one of those mornings, you could tell. Anyway, in case you didn't have any idea, yesterday it was rather interesting. I'm hoping I'm on air. I'm just going to assume that I'm on air for this segment. I started losing the commercials during the last segment. If this persists, I don't know. It's going to be an adventure in live radio. I can say that for sure. But last evening, night before last, we had a storm come through Missouri, and the high winds were just about threatening. They take the siding right off the house and the shingles off the roof. Nevertheless, had a lightning storm arrive, and we started to have lightning here. And ordinarily, I jump right out of bed. It's about midnight or so. I'd already gone to sleep. But I heard the first few pops and got out of bed. I was going to unplug everything like I usually do, and I didn't because I didn't hear any more lightning. Well, get up in the morning, and I discovered that even though all of my studio equipment runs fine, my main computer, was toast. Anyway, so now I'm running off of a laptop with a headset, and I do hope that you can hear me. certainly I don't have the enthusiasm when there's it feels like I'm talking either out of a tin can or off of a cell phone or something like that. But with this laptop, I've got a headset running with it. I can't even hear myself speaking, so I hope you can hear it coming out all right and that I actually have something to say today. Let's finish out that market report today. Perhaps we'll be able to hear the commercials when they come up and the bumpers as well. Anyhow, with all that behind us, let's hope that things are doing better. Continuing along, we found again gold was up 90 cents at $1,129 an ounce. I sure you can hear my frustration. I'm a very unforgiving fellow when it comes to technological things and things that don't work the way I set them up. Just my nature. I don't like confusion, and I don't like inefficiencies, and I don't like failures either. Anyway, gold was up 90 cents at $1,129, $17.34 for the silver, platinum off $4 at $14.11, and palladium at $3.62, moving up a dollar in early trading. Again, the Dow Jones closed up 51 at 10.337. The NASDAQ was up 11 at 21.84. The S&P was up 4 at 1,096. Crude oil up 27 this morning at 70.94. And the U.S. dollar index is up 2 basis points, trades at 76.01. We find that not much has changed in the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian dollar is running 95 cents. The Mexican peso is at 8. Euro is $1.48. The British pound, $1.63. The Swiss franc is 98 cents. And in the bond market, the 2-year bond is yielding 0.78%, the 10-year at 3.46, and the 30-year at 4.44%. The mortgages, 15-year mortgage, the interest rate on a 15-year mortgage moved down a little bit from 4.71 a month ago to 4.55 this month, and in the 30-year, it moves down from 5.11 a month ago to 4.99. With all of that, I had a whopper of a broadcast laid out here yesterday for you. To my own dismay and disgruntlement, I discovered only a few minutes before airtime that my main computer wasn't going to come up. But I do have the benefit of having the articles printed out from yesterday so that we can look at some of them. We'll go into some central banking discussion, perhaps a little bit more on the Federal Reserve. I'm going to hold back on starting a series on law until we're back up on the air, even if I have to buy a new computer to make that happen. Anyway, this was a rather interesting article, just another one of those things. This is off of Bloomberg yesterday. Hacker will enter new plea in the largest computer data theft. You know, we talk about the East Anglia, CRU, emails that went along with Lord Monckton's testimony to create the antithesis at the COP15. So we've got hackers out there. Everybody's, as we move further and further into this electronic age, if you will, everybody's information is no longer secure. All of this stuff is just laying out there like, I've even been plagued with it here lately. Someone apparently was able to obtain one of my credit card numbers, and they've been causing me nothing but grief. Anyway, it saddens me that people are such crooks, but that's, I guess, the way it is, and this fellow's no exception. This is off of Bloomberg. It was written by David Variakos, a Miami man who admitted in September to stealing 40 million credit and debit card records. 40 million. This is a guy that ought to be hung this week. I mean, if this guy even lives through the week, it's amazing to me. I'll say it again. A Miami man who admitted in September to stealing 40 million credit and debit card records has agreed to plead guilty in a separate case of him stealing 130 million such records, according to court filings. 130 million such records, half the population of the United States of America. This is the guy, Albert Gonzalez. Albert Gonzalez is expected to enter a second guilty plea in federal court in Boston, where he admitted September the 11th that he led an international ring that stole credit and debit card records from U.S. retailers, including TJX Costs, Office Max, Inc., and BJ Wholesale Club, Inc. Gonzalez was indicted August the 17th in a federal court in Newark, New Jersey, in the larger data theft. That case was transferred this week to Boston, court records show. Gonzalez and two hackers in or near Russia were accused of stealing 130 million card numbers from Heartland Payment Systems, Inc., as well as data from 7-Eleven, Inc., Del Hayes Group's Hannaford Brothers Company, and two unidentified national retailers. Under this earlier plea agreement in Boston, which also included an indictment in New York, Gonzalez must serve 15 to 25 years in prison and forfeit more than $1.65 million. He'll be sentenced on December the 21st. Then it goes on and it gives you the case if you're interested. But this was off of Bloomberg yesterday. Hacker will enter new plea in largest computer data theft. What a scumball. Somebody ought to find a rope to take care of that fellow. France, again off of, this was off of the COP15 website yesterday. France wants the financial tax and the climate accord. Now, if you recall on Tuesday, when Vicky and I were going through the news there, you can find it posted up on her website, channelingreality.com, Nancy Pelosi was calling for this very self-same thing. This gives us an idea that the implementation of Agenda 21 through COP15, the climate change nonsense, is going to come in globally, little by little, but everybody following the same agenda. We're on the air. That's good news.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, going through all of the little nits and nats here, trying to get all of this worked out. Self-producing these broadcasts is rather interesting, but fortunately, Oracle Broadcasting's IT staff have done a superlative job of providing many options to be able to cover just about every exigency. And so, with all of that behind us, one of the benefits, I mean, you know, you always have to look for the benefits to gain and the losses to avoid, the silver lining in the dark cloud. One of the advantages is that this little technical difficulty and the death of my other computer, I hope it's not a death. I hope they'll be able to put the paddles on it and bring it back to life. But if not, I'll have to be shopping for a computer. I eschew shopping between Thanksgiving and the 15th of January just to avoid the Merchant's Man Holy Day. But anyway, to make the silver lining come out here, certainly I've been putting off and procrastinating learning how to do broadcasts on my laptop, and so hopefully we'll go through a process of being able to figure that out, and then in the future, if I want to attend a conference or be away from home or travel a bit, I'll be able to continue doing these broadcasts live every day, as is my preference to do. So anyway, let's go back into the news and look at France again, remembering Nancy Pelosi basically parroting these same sentences. But France is pushing for a political agreement at the climate conference in Copenhagen to include a tax on financial transactions to help developing countries, Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner says. This is off of COP15's website. Kouchner says a very small tax, 0.005% on financial transactions, would help developing countries fight poverty, promote education and health, and meet the costs of combating climate change. So perhaps every time you go up on the SPDR Gold Trust and buy gold in an electronic exchange-traded fund, or if you're buying on the Dow or the NASDAQ or the S&P, hopefully this isn't going to apply to every time you make a deposit in your bank or write a check, there's going to have a tax on it. Of course, you know just as well as I do, if you're anything worried about 17 years old, then any tax that ever comes in starts at one very low rate and then just begins to escalate. So we'll see how long before it's a 1% tax, and then a 2% tax, and then a 5% tax, and a 25% tax, and so on. Such a tax on all financial movements, Kouchner says, would be impossible to feel, explaining that it produces just 5 cents on a movement of $1,000 or 1,000 euros. Just 5 cents. Right. Kouchner says that France has been working on the tax idea for a year and hosted a conference in Paris in October with 59 countries, as well as financial and economic experts, to put together a proposal. How much money was spent on that little con-con, huh? 59 countries, delegates from 59 countries. This is more than just idle chatter. He concedes that there is some opposition even in liberal countries. What's a liberal country? But he predicts, quote, all the people of the world will accept this kind of contribution. Yeah? When you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul and you're on the receiving end, everybody puts their hands out for those unearned grants in aid, those unearned shekels, never remembering that the shackles of control are just moments away. It will be done. Believe me, it will be done. I don't know when, but I know that we have to rebalance the responsibility and the sufferings in this world. Notice the way that he uses it. It will be done. it will be done. It's like, thy will be done, right? We know whose Lord they pray to. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expresses hope that the French proposal will be discussed in Copenhagen as a way to generate financial support in addition to public funding to be provided by the governments. The Secretary General says that with 105 world leaders expected on December the 18th, that is the day the usurper will be there, there is momentum to reach a strong political agreement in Copenhagen. The more ambitious, the stronger agreement we have in Copenhagen, the easier, the quicker the process will have to a legally binding treaty in 2020, or excuse me, in 2010, as early as possible, Ban says. Ban? When do we ever speak of world leaders with their first name? Ban. Ban says. Ban him. Ban the whole United Nations, as far as I'm concerned. Well, here's a little bit more. Off the same website, COP15.DK, EN.COP15.DK, you can just type in Copenhagen 15 and it should come right up for you in your browser. The UN chief optimistic of a robust climate deal. You love those globalists and their robust deals. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon predicted Tuesday that a robust agreement to combat climate change will be reached in Copenhagen and implemented immediately. Immediately. From all corners of the globe, we see unprecedented momentum for a deal, the UN chief told reporters at UN headquarters. I'm encouraged and optimistic. Doesn't sound very good for us, folks. Ban. Going to have to come up with a new name for this clown. South Korean. Ban said for the Copenhagen conference, I wonder if he's any relation to Sun Myung-moon. Well, I guess it's just what's in a name, right? Ban said for the Copenhagen conference to be a success, the agreement must include ambitious reductions in carbon emissions by developed countries, as well as ambitious actions by poor developing countries to curb emissions. We talked about that the other day. Transfer of wealth scheme. Basically, the companies in the developed nations will buy their little carbon credits. This is like going to the Pope and asking for an indulgence to marry your sister. You know, you pay to play in this game. And then they rush over and under a new name and under a new corporate mask or facade, they receive those international finances and build new businesses in developing countries along the green model. You don't think that the Nigerians are going to be getting any of this money in their pocket. Of course, we've got to remember that India and China and Russia, these are all poor and developing nations, right? Right. The UN chief said an agreement is likely between developed and developing countries on $10 billion U.S. dollars in short-term fast-track financing. No doubt, it'll be $10 billion of U.S. dollars. Your debt, my debt, out of the Federal Reserve, created out of thin air. Everyone will vote for that. After all, robbing Peter to pay Paul is an ages-old concept. Financing which will help poorer countries until 2012. Now, what's going to happen after 2012 is going to be anyone's guess. Financial support beyond that will be discussed at Copenhagen and beyond, he said. Ban said he will open the high-level segment of the Copenhagen conference on December the 15th and expects 105 world leaders to attend the final session on December 17th to the 18th. So the high-level segment will begin on December the 15th, after everyone's visited the horrors and watched all of the movies from Al Gore and company. He singled out President Barry the Usurper, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, and Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. Quote, never have so many different nations of all size and economic status made so many firm pledges together, he said. those pledges. That's really important. Remember, we were talking about the slime of the Federal Reserve, and we found that pledges and mortgages and liens are all just about synonymous. Well, we'll be back after these moments. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here, and I'm still not used to not being able to hear my own voice in my headpiece. But anyway, we'll just have to run along with it. I don't imagine that this microphone is also wonderful. Anyway, I hope you can endure the difference in the tonal quality of the broadcast. Anyway, back to this article and closing out here from the COP15 website, Copenhagen 15. Ban Ki-moon closes his little address here this way. He says, "This will be crucially important for the future of humanity, even for the planet Earth," Ban Ki said. So, it's going to definitely be important. We need to keep our eyes on it. And I would say that I can hardly wait to receive a copy or obtain a copy of whatever it is that they signed, but it would be disingenuous to say so. I will receive it with absolute regret, no doubt, when you read it. So that old read it and weep deal. This out of the Barry County Electric Cooperative's tabloid for December of 2009. I must remind you, it's 12 degrees here in southwest Missouri. It's dead calm. skies are clear blue for the first in about 5 days' worth. If you were trying to get along with solar panels here, you'd be fresh out of luck. You'd be running on your diesel generator, no doubt. And if you had a windmill overhead, you wouldn't have gotten any benefit from that either, except for in about an eight-hour period the night before last. And then you most likely would have had to lock down your wind generator so that it didn't overrun in the high winds. I mean, to tell you, we were probably having 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds anyway. This part of the country, if you don't like the weather, just stick around because it's always changing. We have climate change 24/7, 365 in Missouri. But this issue has a couple of commentaries written by this fellow, Doug Rye. And I've shared with you his words in the past. But this guy is an apologist. He doesn't seem to have a lick of sense. Mostly he's just an opinion piece writer, and I don't care too much for his opinion. But he says, part of the concern is about the carbon footprint created. Now, this is the same electric cooperative that inundated our U.S. Senator Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill with postcards and petitions from all of the cooperative members, and in other words, everyone who has an electric meter, to not proceed further with cap and trade, and especially as it might apply to coal-fired electrical generation facilities. Of course, there's far more to H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, than cap and trade. Much more and much more indeed. So, again, always shaping the dialogue. They go for one part of it, the part that hurts them, and they scream bloody murder. And then they remain silently supportive of the rest of the plan. That gives you an idea that they, like Shakespeare said, methinketh they protest too much. But this is the concern here again. Part of the concern is about the carbon footprint created as a result of energy generation. I don't know, well, he writes, of any person who objects to reducing the footprint. Well, I certainly object to it, Doug. But on most days, however, generating electricity at your house with solar doesn't even reduce a toll print. There's truth to that. In my opinion, again, this is Doug Rye writing, in my opinion, sealing the ductwork and adding more attic insulation would reduce more toll prints than solar. A little bit more insulation in the attic, sealing around your ductwork. Now, he writes, caulk and install a geothermal heat pump. Have you ever looked into the price, my friends, of a geothermal heat pump? Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be about 200 million Americans that are going to rush out next year and install a geothermal heat pump to reduce their carbon footprint. But he continues and he says, caulk and install a geothermal heat pump, and you might reduce the print by 5 toes and a half foot. You simply get better results for less money, even when the sun is not shining and the wind isn't blowing. Today, he says, is my birthday, and I opened a gift from my daughter about 15 minutes ago. It is a beautiful scenic book about waterfalls by an electric cooperative member named Tim Ernst. What on earth does that have to do with the smell of the halibut rotting on the poop deck in Copenhagen? One would have to ask. I guess he just wanted to throw it in his little birthday plug. And then he ends the article this way. Folks, he writes, I care as much about this country and the environment as anyone else. Oh, really, Doug? It's none of my business what you do. There's truth to that. But I just want you to know the better way. See, the way that this started out, the headline of this article is Commandment Number 5, Thou Shalt Use the Better Way. Now, if I caught the announcement right last evening, Doug Owen and Michael Vail will have Nikki Rapana on with them on their evening broadcast tonight. I would encourage you to check that out and listen to Blacklisted News Radio tonight, because if Nikki Rapana is indeed, in fact, on with them this evening, She's going to talk a little bit about the third way. She's going to talk a little bit about communitarianism and communitarian law. It should be an interesting discussion, no doubt, and I'm sure that Michael and Doug will be able to bring the best out of Nikki Rapana. Here's another article, and we'll close on this, out of the Barry Electric Cooperative again. Saving energy with your appliances. Remember when we studied H.R. 2454, we found the insertions in that legislation that was passed out of the House, now before pending before the Senate. This discussion about buying Energy Star rated appliances, as if anyone is going to be able to afford in this downturned economy going out and replacing all of the appliances in their home as the lady in Japan did in the article that I shared with you some time back. But anyway, the article goes this way. Whether you're shopping for new appliances or using what you've got, these tips from the U.S. Department of Energy will save energy dollars. Again, the focus on saving energy dollars. Give you an indication that the price of electrical consumption is going to go up considerably. But they speak about refrigerators here. Look for a model with automatic moisture control, which prevents moisture accumulation on the cabinet exterior. Don't confuse an anti-sweat heater, which actually consumes 5 to 10% more energy than models without it. Keep refrigerator temperatures at 37 to 40 degrees for fresh food and 5 degrees for the freezer. Separate freezers should be kept at 0 degrees. To check the temperature, place an appliance thermometer in a glass of water in the center of the refrigerator. Read it after 24 hours. To check freezer temperatures, place a thermometer between frozen packages and read it after 24 hours. I don't know whether you've ever tried that little trick or not, but I have, and it does work. And so you can balance the refrigerator and the freezer if you've got a double or a side-by-side and get your refrigerator at its best performance. There's truth to that. Dishwashers. In my opinion, unless you have a large family, the use of a dishwasher is, well, I guess the ladies would disagree. Here is what they say. Avoid the rinse and hold on your machine for just a few soiled dishes. It uses 3 to 7 gallons of hot water each time you use it. He continues and says, let your dishes air dry. If you don't have an automatic air dry switch, turn off the control knob after the final rinse and prop the door open slightly so that the dishes dry faster. Whatever happened to a dish towel anyway? Oh, my people. Water heaters. Here's one. Lower the thermostats to 120 degrees. Why, heck, Doug, why don't we just turn off our water heaters and bathe in cold water? I've done it for years, and it works. I tell you what, you don't splish-splash around long in a pan full of cold water. Lower the thermostat to 120 degrees. Insulate your electric hot water storage tank, but don't cover the thermostat. Also, insulate the first 6 feet of the hot and cold water pipes connected to the heater. Yeah, that's a good idea. Clothes washers and dryers. Look for a new clothes dryer with a moisture sensor that automatically shuts off the machine when your clothes are dry. About 90% of the energy used for washing clothes in a top-loaded washer is for heating the water. To cut the energy use, switch from hot to warm or cold water and use less of it. Well, that's what it's all about, folks. Cutting back and cutting back and cutting back. I've got my belt so tight now I can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, take a breath. We'll be back.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Carlos. One of my favorite songs. Go ahead and choke that guitar. Thank you, Carlos. Okay, so anyway, back to the issue here. Well, I think we got the right combination. I'm certainly getting some very delightful sound back, for at least from Oracle, even though I still feel like I've got pillows shoved in my ears full of cotton and things. I can't even hear my voice as we're talking on the radio, so I have no idea how this sounds to you. I'll be looking forward to the archive. I'm also looking forward again to, I think it's going to be this evening's broadcast, the interview between Michael Vail and Doug Owen and Nikki Rapana. We look at that third way, this communitarian law. I've been asked by my own listeners here on Become Vocal Local to interview Nikki many times. But the differential between, and there are drawbacks to a morning broadcast, the time differential between Alaska, where she lives, and here in Missouri is dreadful. She would have to get up somewhere at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to do a broadcast or just stay up all night. So that just doesn't kind of work out too well. So I'll be looking forward to, and I hope you will as well, listen in on that. It's going to be an important interview, I feel. So back on to the issues again. Another one, another programming note, if you will. The other evening, I think it was night before last, on Lee Rogers' broadcast, Lee was joined by former Oracle Broadcasting host Josh Reeves, and they had a very interesting discussion, in which Adnan Khashoggi, was brought up by Josh Reeves, and I was thrilled to do a little bit of web searching on that individual. You can type it in to the browser, your favorite browser, Adnan, it's A-D-N-A-N, and the last name is Khashoggi, that's how it sounds phonetically, but it's K-H-A-S-H-O-G-G-I. That's K-H-A-S-H-O-G-G-I. And find out a little bit about this individual. I think you'll find it very, very interesting. And if you use Adnan Khashoggi and Genesis Communications Network in your browser search, Genesis Communications Network, Adnan Khashoggi, you'll come up with some other very interesting information, too. I don't know whether the jury is out as to whether or not he actually owns Genesis Communications Network, but he certainly is fond of that name. On a similar note, well, before I go there, let's go back to this a little further, and that is that altogether too often we forget that this world is round, and we are always fixated upon our Anglo-American roots to the exclusion of what's happening in the Near East and in the Far East. But, of course, that is another half of this planet. And many times I have had people send to me links and informations about the very, very wealthy people who live in the East. Of course, we've talked about the Dubai, London, New York triangle. We've looked at Dubai in relationship to the Rothschilds, and we're going to go there in a moment. But this other half exists. Now, with Aramco and the other things that came along, certainly the United States got, and Great Britain and the other oil magnates, if you will, locked on to the oil reserves in much of the East. But they didn't get it absolutely. They got deals, just like Copenhagen. They got deals. But some of these sheikhs of Arabia are fantastically and fabulously intergenerationally wealthy. The wealth that lies in communist China is almost unknown to me. Who are the big players in China? We know that there are lots of players in Japan, and again, many of them are intergenerationally wealthy. So when we talk about somebody like George Soros, or we talk about the Rothschilds, let's just keep in mind that there are other players on this planet. We brought them out, a couple of them, the family, the Fuggers, the Krupps, and others that have probably still fabulous wealth, but they are below the radar. This article off of Bloomberg on the 9th, Rothschild names Sacco to head the Middle East Investment Banking. This is an article written by Serena Sato. The N.M. Rothschild & Sons Limited, I'll say that again, if you want to browse it up, it makes for an interesting read. N.M. Rothschilds & Sons Ltd., the family-owned investment bank advising Dubai World on its debt restructuring, appointed Hervé Sacco, H-E-R-V-E-S-A-W-K-O, Hervé Sacco, as its head of investment banking in the Middle East, you see. Sacco, 43, who has 20 years' experience in corporate finance, mergers and acquisitions, financing, advisory, and equity capital markets, moved to Dubai from New York, where he spent 3 years working on cross-border transactions. Now, would that be cross-Canadian and cross-Mexican border transactions? Rothschild, which employs more than 20 bankers in its Dubai and Abu Dhabi offices, intends to expand in the region, Sacco said in an interview. Our business in the Middle East has grown exponentially, and we are optimistic about the prospects for further development, Chairman Baron David de Rothschild said in an internal memo. Sacco, a French national, who spent 17 years with Rothschild, mostly in Paris, will work with the head of mergers and acquisitions for the Middle East. Mergers and acquisitions for the Middle East. Michael Hilo, or Hilou, and with Paul Reynolds, the regional head of financial advisory. Dubai World, the state-owned holding company, in talks to restructure $26 billion of debt, said last week it retained Rothschild and hired Moelis and Company as its financial advisors. And of course, you know, if you recall our discussions with Daryl Everhart, in which he quoted a excerpt from the Encyclopedia Judaica, or perhaps it was the Catholic Encyclopedia, skips me right at the moment, I can probably get it in a moment, and in basically what the blogosphere talks about is that the Rothschilds, or the bankers, or the custodians, or the, it's not the word I wanted to use, what is it? It's the, it's not the custodians, I'll get it in a minute, for the Vatican, all right? And so you could say, yeah, but because the Rothschilds are the custodians, if you will, of the Vatican treasury, does not necessarily imply that the Rothschilds own the Vatican. And it does not necessarily imply that the Vatican owns the Rothschilds. What it is, basically, is this old, ages-old Rothschild process of getting the company, countries, the kings, the queens, the priests, the popes, the bishops, in debt to them, and then they manage them much the same way as the Federal Reserve banking system is managing its debtor, the United States, and all of us, the people, through the use of this toxic currency, which we spoke of previously. So we can see then, much as the same as it happened during the credit mobile era of America, where the Rothschilds were definitely involved, just as they were in the credit mobile era of France, where they were definitely involved in buying up and controlling stagecoach routes, canals, wharfs, docks, piers, all the things that you see that are supposed to be federal properties in the government, all of the communications networks, Reuters, you know, the AP probably, who knows what all they control. They're also looking at doing the same, and perhaps have been doing the same, in the Middle East and the Near East. And they do this through the idea of consultancies and financial advising. Somebody like Dubai World comes up short and needs capital, and so they enter into agreements to take on as a third party the Rothschilds. Well, interesting stuff. We'll pick it up there and much more on the other side of this top of the hour break. Stay with us for hour number two.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live today. Coming to you Monday through Friday live, really, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Indeed, in fact, my name is William Roberts, and I'm talking to you on a laptop today with a headset, so I hope it's coming at least passably to you. It certainly is restricting me. I'm used to my studio the way that I have it set up. Unlike a lot of people who do broadcasting sitting down, I do all of my broadcasts standing up, and I've got a drafting table in front of me, which I use as a radio table, and then I have a credenza on the left and the right and so on and so forth. But with this little cord that they provided with this laptop, I feel like a dog on a short leash, so I can't reach my library while I'm talking on the radio as I used to be able to do when I'm working on the ordinary system. But anyway, if I was able to find this book, could easily have grabbed it. It was just out of reach. But this, again, The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, a book I've shared a little bit about from time to time in the past. Here's the phrase that I was looking for. It wasn't the custodian, it's the guardian. And this year's Jewish Encyclopedia, he writes, Volume 2, page 497, and this would be 1905. This year's Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 2, on page 497, on the subject of the control of the Catholic Church, states this. It is a somewhat curious sequel to the attempt to set up a Catholic competitor to the Rothschilds that at the present time, the latter, that being the Rothschilds, are the guardians of the papal treasure, the guardians of the papal treasure. And so we can understand that if they had the opportunity to step in at an inopportune time for the church and provide much needed liquidity, they could, in fact, become the guardians, just as they are now with Dubai World, at a time when, in the face of a $26 billion debt, the Rothschilds can step in and provide consultancy and financial backing and gain control, perhaps, on the board of directors, perhaps by purchasing bonds. That would be the preferred method, bonds, because if you are a bond holder, you become the creditor, and the bonded slave, if you will, becomes your debtor. And that's the way this system works. But again, closing out this little part, it says Dubai World, the state-owned holding company, in talks to restructure $26 billion of debt, said last week that it retained Rothschild and hired Moelis & Company as its financial advisors. course, in the past, we've talked about the Tavistock Institute, and if it was not such a reach, and I'd have to set everything down and reach for it, but we could just whip out the old booklet I have on the Tavistock Institute as well, a three-ring binder full of clippings, and we could share with you how the Tavistock Institute has worked as financial consultants to banks all around the world, including in South America. They do much the same. They come in and they help to restructure banks, probably working in tandem with the International Monetary Fund, although that's a little bit of a reach, not much, but an assumption on my part. The way they do that, basically, and certainly if you've read John Perkins' Economic Hitman, what a guy he is. But anyway, in his book, he talks about the same thing. You either make a deal with the bankers, the economic hitmen, or they send in the jackals and quiet your spirit, perhaps permanently. Anyway, let's go back into this a little further. Always interesting to study about the Rothschilds, so I went up on the N.M. Rothschilds and Son Limited website, where we find this information, which we'll share right after the break. Stay with us, back in three.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 10th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in the second hour of our broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, the call-in numbers are 512-904-8014. If you live in the Austin, Texas area, that 512-CONSPIRACY. And internationally and around America and around the world, you can call in 866-841-1065, and we can try to take your calls. We'll see how that all works on the laptop system that we're running today. Back to this discussion of the Rothschilds, and it's important to understand that when you have the pockets and the stature of a Rothschild, there isn't going to be anything on your website that has not been professionally done. That means that every word, every capitalization, every comma, every semicolon, every period is intentional. There's no slop. You can be assured of that. And this is off their website. You can find it yourself at NM Rothschilds and Son. You can also go to www.rothschildarchive.org, or you can just simply type into your browser www.rothschildarchive.org. Rothschild, and if you don't know, it's spelled R-O-T-H-S-C-H-I-L-D, Rothschild, Redshield, Rothschild.com, www.rothschilds.com, and view this information yourself, much more than we can cover today. But the Rothschilds has been at the center of the world's financial markets for over 200 years. And of course, the other day I shared with you from the encyclopedia and brought to your attention a family known as the Fuggers. Yes, there was Father Fuggers and there were Brother Fuggers, bishops, priests, and so on and so forth. But of course, that only implies that there must have been Mother Fuggers as well. Anyway, they had the lockhold on banking for around 200 years. They ran for about 400 years, but 200 years, they had almost a complete lock on European banking. And so, from the Fuggers come the Rothschilds. I'd like to find out more about that connection and that transference. I'm sure they must have had a war somewhere between themselves in the financial sector. Continuing, it says, today, it, that would be Rothschild, provides investment banking, very important, corporate banking, and private banking and trust services to governments, corporations, and individuals worldwide. Now, you can be certain that wouldn't be you and I. I don't think any of us would be able to go into NM Rothschilds and open a checking account. But if you are a government, or if you are a corporation, or if you are an individual of status, standing, and worth, I'm sure the Rothschild would love to talk to you. Continuing from their website, it is organized globally. Globally. We talk about the globalist, globalism. It is organized globally so that clients can obtain the advice and services they require wherever it suits them. Wherever it suits them. Through 49 offices in 34 countries, from the Americas through Europe to Australia, clients can access Rothschild ideas and expertise. It ranks among the world's largest privately owned banks. Rothschild is committed to the pursuit of excellence, and for this reason concentrates on sectors and markets in which it can excel, where the bank ranks with the very best. Its influence and reputation flow from the quality of its people and the standing, key word, of its clients. This, combined with a culture that values pragmatic innovation, pragmatism, integrity, and intellectual rigor above all else, has resulted in a reputation for groundbreaking ideas that are practical as well as imaginative. And it continues, working together. In today's world, we recognize that success lies first and foremost in recruiting and retaining staff with the highest potential. Sound a little bit about Al Gore and William Jefferson Clinton's reinvention of government, where they would recruit and retain the very best minds in America and around the world to work at the agencies in our administrative branch of government. Very similar wording here. Turning that potential into a constantly expanding body of expertise, experts say, as they say, and creating channels flexible enough to ensure that expertise can flow from any one part of our global network to any others. Remember, financing both sides of the war. Wellington on one side, Napoleon on the other side. This is their idea. The idea of having creating channels that are flexible enough to ensure that expertise can flow from any one part of our global network to another. The structure of the Rothschild group of companies today echoes the approach first adopted by the five Rothschild brothers nearly two centuries ago, of services embedded in and responsive to their communities, salting that word in there, communities, but constantly sharing information and skills in order to bring the best skill set, key phrase, to any problem, anywhere around the globe. Hence the laying of the transatlantic cable for Reuters, etc., and so on and so forth. Anywhere around the globe, bringing their skill sets to bear, especially now in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Continues and talks about creating intelligent solutions with 200 years of successful client service to our name. Rothschild takes the long view. You see, the average person today hasn't even figured out what they're going to do at Christmas time, much less in the new year. Maybe now would be a good time to do a little bit of mid-range planning and plan out the next 12 months. You know, you take a piece of paper and you just write on it January, February, March, April, May. Figure out where you're going to go. You know, the election calendar is running continuously. The election calendar never sleeps. People are getting ready to run campaigns at every day of the year, around the clock, year after year, 2 years and 4 years, plus each year in between. Some people do take the long view, and they certainly have. After 200 years, or as David Rothschild, no, Rockefeller said, Rockefeller, Rothschild minion, Rockefeller said, after 500 years, just to paraphrase, we're finally in a position where we can realize our new world order. In other words, you go all the way back to the Reformation. You go back to the discovery, if you will, of the Americas. You go back to the relationship between Spain and the Catholic Church and the Borgia Popes and Cristobal Colombo and the plunder and all that that was happening in Central and South America. 500 years later, they're ready to take the world. We'll be right back. Stay with us right after these words from our sponsors.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Mm.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again back to our article here. Again, this is off the Rothschild's own website. Let's talk about creating intelligent solutions with 200 years of successful client service to their name. The Rothschild takes the long view. Long view. A little town near here. Long view. The long view. Of course, like I said in the previous segment, so few people today even bother to plan, it's no wonder their plans end in failure. But even the best laid plans sometimes go awry, and that certainly has happened when the lightning knocked out the power in my neighborhood and took my computer with it, even though it had a very expensive system of protection between it and the power outlet. I talked to the computer guru at the computer shop, and then I brought my computer in. In the past, he's always been able to get right at it because he knew that I was on the air and I needed to back right away. And he says, well, when would you like to have it back? I said, I'd like to have it back in about 5 minutes. And he says, no way. I mean, what do you mean, no way? You know, I need to have this thing in the morning. No, no, can't do that. He says, look around the shop. So then I came out of my own self-interest and looked at the interest that he was talking about, and every rack, every nook, every cranny, every work table, all over the floor, along the walls, nothing but computers. I says, what's up? He says, well, the storm came through. He says, you're not the only one. It affected everybody's computer. What it was, basically, was four spikes in a row. Very, very close together. Bing, 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 bing. And apparently, that's just what it takes to get inside and run through all these various backup things, battery backups and the whole rest of it, to penetrate through and nail all the computers that were online. Of course, mine was turned off, and even mine got nailed. So I'll just have to wait and expect to be served in order, and we'll look to see what the prognosis is on that unit. If I have to buy another one, it'll be a decision that I need to make going forward. But here, with 200 years of successful client service to their name, Rothschild takes the long view. We're committed to working towards long-term relationships, enabling us to get beneath the surface of your business and objectives, getting beneath the surface of your business and objectives, how telling those words are, and together find lasting solutions that will fit with your culture and direction. Very interesting. Then it says, we want to stay with you. That depends on your confidence that we can bring to bear the right skills for the right moment again and again. Delivering advantage, our long history has depended time and again on being ahead of the game. Faster communications, whether that be carrier pigeons or transatlantic cables and the teletype. Continuing, faster communications, better market information. Remember when the Baron was standing there with his back to his favorite pillow, with his jaw jutted out and his lips pouted, selling, 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 selling. Better market information. As soon as everyone else began selling and selling and selling, near the end of the day, he turned around and bought it up and become one of the wealthiest men in England. Better market information, new approaches, carbon credits, perhaps, and new solutions. I'm sure they'll have some solutions for Dubai. These are what have given us flexibility, advantage, and edge across changing times and circumstances. Now, this idea, advancing the word edge, the edge theory, that's right smack out of the Tavistock Institute, my friends. Taking power to the edge, from global to local. This is why we say here on this broadcast that we become vocal local, all right? As globalism, certainly they're global, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, and in our states. Why? Because we have these kinds of globalists who are taking all power to the edge from Wall Street to Main Street. You see, as we go into the global serfdom, into the new feudalism, the power is coming to the edge. We need to be there in advance, ready to take the high ground. We won't do that as long as we have the short-range view, because the Rothschilds and the other consultancies like Stonebridge and Brookings, they take the long view. Anyway, continuing, he says, and you will judge us by how far our solutions keep you in the forefront. In other words, you judge the Rothschilds when you get into bed with them by how they position you in the future, so that everyone around the world is forced to play the game of catch-up. I didn't say Heinz ketchup, I said catch-up, like catching up, always behind the eight ball, just as we are today, reading the news, trying to figure out where they're going. They're already 3 to 5 years ahead of us in implementation, 25 years, maybe 50 years ahead of us in planning. And then they have a quote here, quote, we are like the mechanism of a watch. Each part is essential, close quote. Like the mechanism of a watch. And so they have their house in England, and they have their house in France, and they have their house in Dubai, they have their houses in New York, and in all of these various countries. And each part is essential to the whole. This is synergy again, where the sum of the parts, or the whole, the watch, is greater than the sum of all of the parts. Each of the individual banking houses and consultancies is important and powerful. But when they're all taken together through synergy, their sum is greater than the sum of their parts. The dramatic success of the five founding Rothschilds brothers lay in their closely synchronized business. Having set up banking operations in Frankfurt Am Main, that would be Germany. London and Frankfurt, of course, is right close to the Fuggers' stronghold. Frankfurt, London, Paris, Vienna, and Naples, Italy. You see how they span around? Naples, Italy, Vienna. They bound themselves by contract to clear, defined objectives and set about creating the fastest and safest courier network in Europe, by which they exchanged encoded market information on a daily basis. Cracking the code was difficult, right? It proved to be a winning formula, which soon positioned them as the best informed and most internationally effective banking group in the world. Couriers, pigeon post, the telegraph, the telephone, and email, as each new medium of communication came along, it was quickly embraced by the Rothschilds to maintain their advantage. Today, the belief in concerted action and shared direction, bringing together offices and companies across the globe, remains at the heart of the Rothschild approach. And, of course, there's more. They talk about the Rothschilds in the community. Of course, Barry the Usurper, the community organizer. We'll find out more about the Rothschild community, and then we'll take a look at central banking in the remaining portion of the broadcast. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. And for those of you that may have just tuned in, I definitely don't sound the same way I did on Tuesday. That's for sure. I had a substantial change, if you will, in the in my studio here. And I'm not the kind of a person that goes into debt for anything. So if it is necessary for me to buy a new computer, first, of course, I'm going to have to research which kind to buy. And then once I get an idea of the budget that will be necessary, I'll have to weigh that out. But I can assure you that there will be no sale of gold as gold is going up in order to finance a computer. And being averse to debt, it may be a little while. So if it sounds like we're talking out of a cheap phone booth, talking through a tin can, we might have to do the 300-mile-an-hour duct tape and baling wire and find some way of getting my computer, laptop that is, to receive information from my studio board, the mixing board, which is kind of like, you know, trying to connect a pocket computer with a system that requires a fire hose. I mean, the amount of information that that board can put out overwhelms this computer and completely locked it up. I spent all day yesterday from about 7:38 in the morning until almost midnight trying different combinations, trying to get this computer to function with the board, which it will not do. So all that aside, let's go back to the Rothschilds in community. Rothschilds in the community. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Why? Well, because we're ahead of the game on this one. We know where the enemy plans to attack us. So across two centuries, the Rothschild family has involved itself in activities for the improvement of social and educational conditions. Can you say eco-social? Social and educational conditions and opportunities. This work has touched upon an enormous range of social issues, from work with deprived or orphaned children through biological and medical research. They don't say that they're doing their biological and medical research on those deprived or orphaned children, but don't rule that out. And the provision of medical facilities, yes, usually heavily subsidized by taxes on your property. To education through schools and libraries, the relief and housing of the poor, cultural and artistic support and encouragement, and support to Jewish organizations and issues, just in case you were wondering. Today, the Rothschild in the Community Program, PROGRAMME. When you look at the program of action for the 21st century, Agenda 21, and their various centaurs, CENTRES, you see the useless tales that we in America divorced ourselves from that are still retained by the Brits. And here in this website, we see the use of the words PROGRAMME and centaur, spelled CENTRE, which came to my attention when I first started reading the big book, the Orange Beast book, Agenda 21, a program of action for sustainable development in the 21st century. Continuing, the Rothschild in Community program. They have a program. It's called the Rothschilds in the Community. Community organization, community leadership, grassroots movements, and so on and so forth. And they continue this long tradition of community involvement by engaging our people, in other words, Rothschild people, change agents, if you will, in local volunteering programs. Launched by David D. Rothschild in January of 2008 and led by Anthony Sauls, Executive Vice Chairman Rothschild in the community, seeks to develop community partnerships with the potential to affect real and measurable change in the lives of people living locally to our offices. In the UK initially, and with a view to expanding the program globally over time, all UK employees are entitled to spend 2 paid days per year volunteering. Sounds like they really put in a big commitment there, don't they? 2 paid days. Yes, you could have Thursday and Friday and be part of Rothschild in the community. 2 days per year volunteering. Volunteering initiatives such as mentoring school students. 2 days. That doesn't quite add up to Jorge Bush's idea of putting in 2,000 hours of volunteer time, humanitarian time in your lifetime, but at least for the Rothschilds in community program, I guess 2 days is better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. In 2008 and 2009, 32% of the London staff volunteered at least once, often more, through this program. We're delighted that our early work in developing a sustainable community program has been recognized through the awarding of a 2008 Dragon Award. Yeah, the Dragon Award in the category for new programs. Well, that's the article. Much more available right there for you to look at. On follow all the links on www.rothschilds.com. And with that, let's go to this. Started in on this article a while back and got sidetracked with various and sundry things, as often happens. This is an article on central banking right out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. Rather telling, but we looked into the background and the beginning of central banking. And with this under a little bit of a study under our belts here, if we can understand the Rothschilds are central bankers to the central banks, just like the Bank of International Settlements, then perhaps we can understand a little bit more when we start talking about things like end the Fed. Certainly, we'd all like to see the Federal Reserve banking system end, but it doesn't relieve the necessity of a central bank when we have 50 states, and if each of those 50 states had their own currency, you can imagine the nightmare in interstate commerce, but that's another story for another time. The ability of a central bank, the encyclopedia states here, to exercise such a degree of control depends on its power to make its discount rate fully effective. The discount rate. Very effective. There are conditions under which this seems to be impossible. For example, if the price level is already advancing at a considerable speed, it is probable that the rising of the discount rate may be relatively ineffectual, as was demonstrated by the experience of the European central banks during the post-war period. Of course, this article was written and published in this Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences prior to World War II. So we're only just a few years distance from the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system at the time of this writing. Similarly, the authors continue, when the other banks are not as yet at the point of being quote-unquote loaned up and are themselves substantial in size, with resources comparable to those of the central bank, as in England, they may be quite able, either singly or by joint action, to neutralize, except within a restricted range of transactions, the efforts of the central bank in the open market. The Open Market Committee, we've heard about that. The influence of the central banks working in the open market, if you will, fiddling here and fudging there and jacking this up and bringing this down, using all of the tools that Ben Bernanke talks about all the time that they have available to them at their disposal. All right. But notice that they say that when the banks are loaned up and are themselves of substantial size with resources comparable to those of the central bank. What does it mean when we say the banks are all loaned up? The Federal Reserve banking system, they all have to buy these bonds as toxic assets of the United States. And since they can become loaned up, so they pump trillions and trillions of liquidity into the banking system because the banks were all loaned up. Anyway, much more on that. In this connection, the article continues, it is interesting to observe the differences in the mechanisms employed by central banks in the regulation of credit extension by other banks. In other words, your member banks and all of their children, all of the little whore banks, they're all in bed together, and you look at the mechanisms employed by the central banks to regulate the credit extension, then you could start to understand a little bit about the power that they have to either stimulate the economy or to contract the economy, to either make life miserable for the people that live in this country and around the world, or to bring in prosperity. And hence we see this never-ending cycle of booms and busts. The older practice of the Bank of England, goes right back to the Rothschilds there, and of other central banks like the Bank for International Settlement, the International Monetary Fund, and others, well, it's been founded on the view that the discount rate of the central bank should be the controlling factor. We'll be right back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we're back once again. So let's go back into this discussion from the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences on central banking. Again, some very difficult to come by information, that's for sure. Many people have said they've looked for these encyclopedias, unable to do so. I'd be willing to take on a second set at just about any reasonable price. Very unusual writing here. Very unusual compilations here. And a different point of reference, definitely, throughout all of it, coming as it is from the social sciences, which, of course, points back to that philosophically radical mind of Auguste Comte, C-O-M-T-E, the founder of the system of positive philosophy and positive polity, and his Catechism of the Positive Religion for Humanity. Very interesting man. He also created what has become known as sociology, which drives the day. Today, you can't even find a book of Aristotle's writings in a high school library, but you'll find plenty of the social sciences and the social studies, no doubt about it. Going on here, says, the older practice of the Bank of England and of other central banks has been founded upon the view that the discount rate of the central bank should be the controlling factor and lead the market. And if you don't understand what I just said, it only is a testimony of why we need to understand this when we talk about things like end the Fed. You don't know what it does. Don't yank it out until you know what that tooth is for, they might say. The Bank of England has thus habitually sought to have its official rate slightly higher than the market rate, with the purpose of penalizing those banks which sought to enlarge their credit by borrowing from it. At the same time, through its private rate, at which it discounted the paper and advanced loans to its non-banking customers, it sought to drive the other banks into conformity with its policies by compelling them to charge rates similar to those which it itself had been enforcing. In the United States, the banking authorities have never accepted the original Bank of England practice, but have usually fixed a rate lower than that of the open market. The Federal Reserve banks, reluctant to raise discount rates for the purpose of curtailing the supply of credit in the market, have made their increases usually after, instead of before, open market changes. They have, therefore, in good many cases, been disposed to substitute a rationing of bank credit for changes in the discount rate, and have sometimes sought to curtail credit by refusing to discount specified kinds of paper. This has never been very successful, and the prevailing opinion undoubtedly regards the established practice of the Banks of England as the correct one. The older technique has, however, been greatly disturbed by the development of new conditions since the close of the war. And here the author is speaking of the close of the First World War. Continuing here again, if central banks are to be in a position to regulate the price level, it is also necessary that bank credit play a decisive role in determination of prices. The advocates of price stabilization through credit control maintain that the price level is governed by and large by the volume and velocity of currency, an overwhelming proportion of which is made up of bank credit instruments such as checks and bank notes. So we can understand a little bit, not much, but a little bit from these words as to what's going on today. What is Benjamin Bernanke? What are Timmy Geithner? What are they doing? Are they following these old principles, doing the things that are within their power to control the marketplace? I think so. Is it working? Well, they have a great difficulty. They're trying to resurrect a fiat monetary system after its expiration date. They know that they're not going to be able to keep this system much longer. They're very likely start to phase it out next year. We might see a devaluation of currencies sometime next year, perhaps the next year. They know that the system is in grave peril, but they want to break it to you gently, as the song says. Continuing here, without going into a detailed analysis of this theory, it may be observed that even if its soundness be admitted for normal conditions, factors operating entirely on the goods side of the equations exchange, such as invention of new labor-saving devices or of new methods of distribution, may effectually change the direction of prices. And so again, we see that as robotics becomes more and more the vogue, as more and more people log on to the internet and do more and more of their business across the internet, as production in America continues to wane and services rule the day, we're going to have new rules for finances, new rules for how prices are structured. The whole idea of demand and supply has been thrown out of the window in the post-Edward Bernays marketing generation. We are a nation of consumers, if you will. Demand and supply is no longer driven by the things a man might need, but they are all based upon what wants can be developed in the minds of men. Moreover, the existence of artificial price control in certain important branches of economic organization may result in greatly altering the effect of changes in credit supply upon other groups of prices. And if this is all just flagging right over the top of your head, you might go back and refresh your memory on the Economics 101 discussions that we've had in the past and add this to that list of things as you have on your CD under the same title. Thus, the United States Federal Reserve Board has officially asserted that in fixing discount rates, it will often be true that statistical analysis is too late or too inadequate to be of service, and that in lieu of conclusions based thereon, the use of judgment or conjecture is a safer guide. And here, just the other day, we had an account come out saying that, oh my goodness, you know, instead of having hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people out of work, we only had 11,000 works, and that's a distinct sign of recovery. Of course, as Vicki and I have discussed in previous broadcasts, these numbers are basically either coming too late or are too inadequate to be of any genuine service. And in lieu of that, their conclusions here, all of these economists, quote unquote, they base all of their ideas upon the use of judgment or conjecture as a safer guide. And this was well known in the circles here in the 1930s. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's really changed is the amount of belief without evidence and confidence in the con game, and belief in experts say, which as children you're taught to accept. In our school systems. Most persons, however, admit that where practical stability in the price level or regulation of the increase or decrease at a moderate rate is a prime prerequisite, central banking policy should so far as possible be directed to the purpose of bringing that about. The increase or the decrease at a moderate rate, a prime prerequisite, central banking policy. There is still difference of opinion as to whether price stability should take precedent over all other purposes. How much are we willing to give up to have our prices remain stable? How much government interference and banking interference in marketplaces are we willing to endure to assure that when you go to the grocery, your loaf of bread is still $3.29 a loaf? As opposed to allowing it run with the market. It's all taxes. It's all just funny money. It's all just some kind of a con game. It's a Ouija board. It's a trip to a casino. But this is the force that's behind this system. And so we've got a lot of things to think about. But certainly, if you go out to the End the Fed rally the next time it comes around to your area, as you're there, walking up and down with your sign and your bullhorn, trying to bring down the walls of the Federal Reserve banking system, you might walk a half a mile in their shoes and try and come up with some solutions to our economic woes. Solutions that perhaps they, because they're locked into the educational process of economics and because they keep their eyes glued on flat-screen TVs all day, maybe they've overlooked. Well, It's going to be up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. We're all out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.